Welcome to the RC Noob Podcast. This is episode 44. My name is Tim. This is a show all about the radio control hobby, whether it be cars, trucks, quadcopters, airplanes, helicopters, boats, you name it. In one way, shape, or form, we'll talk about it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for checking out the show if this is your first time. If you've been a long-time listener, thank you for hanging on. And thank you for listening to each episode leading up to this one. So for today's show, I want to talk about two main topics. The first one is RC kits and building an RC kit. I've been involved in the hobby now for 5 years, and up to this point, I've pretty much driven ready-to-run vehicles and had not yet taken the leap into building my own kit. Well, I can finally cross that off my list of things to do, or my bucket list in the hobby, as I've just completed my first build of my first kit, and it was a fun one to do. I'm going to tease it a little bit right there and leave you hanging, but we'll pick that up a little bit later. The second topic, and the second main topic that I want to talk about, is really the scale RC scene, and specifically three new models that are coming onto the scene. If scale RC is something that intrigues you, if that's your jam, if that's your thing, then this is definitely an exciting time. For the longest time, you know, when you think of scale RC, you may think of Axial, or you may think of RC4WD. Well, you know, there are a lot more models than just those two, or a lot more brands involved in the scale scene besides just those two. And we'll talk about a couple of those in a little bit. But, you know, right now we're looking at three new models coming out from three different manufacturers in the span of 4 months. That's exciting. I'm incredibly excited. I can't wait to see these machines up close. I've got my eye on one, possibly two, to pick up and test out and review myself. It's really an exciting time for, you know, for the scale RC scene. So those are the main topics that we're going to talk about for this episode. Before we get into those, let's take a quick look at some of the news that's been going on in the hobby. If you look at the RC world as a whole, you know, you've got competition, you've got hobbyist stuff, you've got, you know, a blend of the two. You know, these news items are more focused on the enthusiast. Some new stuff, new models, new things that are coming out. Dromeda is always up to something new. At least that's the way I view it. And they are really taking on FPV in a big way. They're going to be introducing or launching three new FPV models. Two of those are going to be surface machines. And if you're new to the hobby and you don't understand, or you may not pick up on what surface means, those are cars and trucks. Typically, when you think of FPV and RC vehicles, you think of quadcopters or airplanes. Definitely, you know, multi-rotor aircraft or drones are the big thing right now in the world of FPV, in the world and in the world of RC. But Dromeda is doing something a little bit different, and they are building in FPV cameras, complete with goggles and monitors. And, you know, these are all ready to run vehicles. They're ready to go. They're 1/18th scale, so they're smaller scale vehicles. So you can get that FPV first-person view experience as you're driving a monster truck or as you're driving a rally car. Now, the third vehicle that they're coming out with is another iteration on their Kodo quadcopter, and that's the Kodo FPV. Now, all of these vehicles are going to be released at some point throughout the summer. It looks like July might be the month that these are going to start hitting store shelves. So that's something to look out for and be on the lookout for if you are into FPV, or if you wanted to, you know, get into FPV and you don't want to make a huge investment and you don't want to have to piece together your own components. In other hobby news, Max Speed Technology has teased a upcoming monster truck that they're going to be releasing in the third quarter of 2017. MST, Max Speed Technology, if you're not familiar with that brand, and to be honest, that's a brand that I'm just getting a little more acclimated to. They really made their name in the drift scene, in the drift RC scene, and they also have two crawlers or two scale rigs that they've released within the last year to 2 years as well. But now they're dipping their toe into monster trucks. And if you remember, last year was a big year for monster trucks. Axial came out with their own monster truck model or platform, and they've got two models based off of that. And then Techno RC came out with their own monster truck. And then beyond that, you've got, you know, the Wheelie King from HPI. You've got a number of Tamiya monster truck models, the Clodbuster probably being the one that rings the most bells in enthusiasts' heads. So, you know, monster trucks are making a big comeback. Oh, and Traxxas. I almost forgot about Traxxas. You know, they had their Bigfoot release last year. Again, just a modified Stampede, but still a monster truck nonetheless. So monster trucks are, you know, they're making a comeback in the hobby. It's always fun to drive, you know, a big brooding monster truck or just a big, you know, beastly machine that can run over whatever you want it to. And just kind of, you can live out some fantasies. Even though it's not one-to-one scale, it's always fun to crush some stuff and run over some things, no matter what the scale may be. So look for that new MST monster truck coming out. Should be quarter three of 2017. But if you want more information, look to MST's Facebook page for those details. Outside of that, Proline dropped their May update or their May new product release, and they had a ton of new tires and bodies and, you know, you name it. You know, Proline never ceases to amaze me with what they come out with. I think the highlights from this release or this announcement were, you know, they have a new deadbolt body for the Axial SCX-10 deadbolt. It's a 1966 Ford Bronco body. And the cool thing about this is it utilizes the existing roll cage from the deadbolt. So it's just a new Lexan shell that you swap out the stock deadbolt shell with. It's a clear shell. You can paint it up however you want. It comes with a decal kit. It comes with, you know, window masks, everything you need to, you know, give it your own custom paint job. But then they've taken it a little step further and kind of a nod to the scalar community in that there is a separate dashboard that you can then mount and paint up and customize and put lights in back of and do whatever you want to. And they've also made a nice deeper seating area. So if you wanted to put a scale driver or an action figure or some, you know, a driver and a navigator slash passenger in the front of your deadbolt, you can do that easily with this new body. If you look at the stock deadbolt body, there isn't a lot of depth. There really isn't any depth to that seating area. So it's really kind of tough. You'll have to do some manual modification. So it's really cool to see a brand come out with something that is suited for inserting an action figure. Other releases from Proline include a unique take on a servo saver for rock racers and monster trucks. And this piece, it uses springs to help cushion any impact that might be encountered or any binding that might happen with the wheels, and just, you know, to give your servo and your servo horn a little more chance at surviving some of these impacts and some of these tricky situations. It's called the Big Hit Servo Saver. You can find out more at ProLineRacing.com. Find out more about the body as well that I just mentioned. In addition to that, go to their What's New area. You'll find all their new releases, all their new products. You'll find out when they're coming out, how much they cost, all that good stuff at ProLineRacing.com. And at this point, I do want to thank Proline for their support of the RC Noob podcast and their support of RCNoob.com. If you want to save yourself 10% on your next Proline Racing order through their website, you can use the coupon code RCNoobAP10, and that'll save you 10% off your existing or off your total order. Again, that coupon code is RCNoobAP10. So be sure to punch that in when you check out. Okay, on to our two main topics. The first topic, I teased, you know, I did my first build. It was, you know, a cool experience, and it was a really fun one for me because I got to kill at least two birds with one stone, figuratively. The build that I chose, or the kit that I chose to have my first build be, was the Tamiya Grasshopper. And it wasn't the original, it was the re-release, but still, it's that classic RC. It's the classic, you know, that retro look. And I'll have to say that I did a video series on my build. It was well received. In that series, I did gripe a bit about the instructions. And I had a couple people kind of explain the instructions to me, and they caused me to change the way I was looking at them. Tamiya, in this re-release, they stayed very true to the original Grasshopper. And I think with all their re-releases, they do the same thing. They stay incredibly true to the original. What I mean by that is they didn't update the instructions. They didn't update them to make them more clear, or even less clear for that matter. They are what they were back in 1984 when this model came out. It took me a while to get acclimated to it. It took me a while to get my head wrapped around these types of instructions, this style of instruction. But once I got the hang of it, it really became quite easy. Now, the biggest part of this entire build, the biggest part that threw me for a loop, I should say, was building the gearbox. And that was the first step. So once I had cleared that hurdle, really the entire build was a cakewalk, in my opinion. It went together very well. There were a few points where I had to back some screws out, realign some things. In some cases, I had to look at the instruction manual upside down, sideways, and inside out just to try to figure out what holes I was supposed to be lining things up into. But again, it's a learning process. It was my first build, my first experience putting something like that together, and really my first experience or my first time building something from the ground up in a number of years. You know, I've torn down a number of my ready-to-run vehicles, my Axial RR-10 bomber, ready-to-run. I've ripped that thing apart 2, if not 3 times, down to the cage, and messed around with the internals. I've swapped out motors. I've done things like that. So I've got some experience tearing something down, but when you're building something up, that's a whole nother, a whole nother level. And just making sure you have all the instructions correct. And then you get to take a couple liberties with, a few of the really the details, the visual details, not necessarily the building components. It was my first experience with the Tamiya smell, as you've heard Rich from 2RC Productions. He's been a guest on the show a couple times in the past. That's one thing that he always talks about. He's a big Tamiya fan. He's a big Tamiya kit builder. And, he's always talked about that Tamiya smell. So that was my first experience with that. And it is quite something. If you've not yet experienced a kit build, I do encourage you to check out, or take a look at building a Tamiya kit, just because you get that blend of nostalgia, you get that blend of retro, you get that, it hits you on a number of different senses. So that's really a fun thing to experience. So as I said, the build was very straightforward. Once I got through the gearbox and getting that all set up and working and really running smoothly, everything else went very well. I really couldn't have wished for it to go on any smoother than it did. I did a couple customizations to it on the paint job. I did keep the overall appearance of the Grasshopper, or my Grasshopper build, looking very close to what the original looked like, or really close to the box art. I did vary in a few areas, just based on my painting ability and my painting skills as they sit right now. I did make a few adjustments, but it looks fairly close to what you would find on the box art. I did do an additional coat of white paint on the body itself, not on the black chassis parts, but just on the, the white body, just to give it a little extra pop. The white molding, or the white plastic that the body is molded in, isn't a pure white, and I wanted this to be a real clean, real crisp white color. So that's what I ended up going for and doing. Seeing the thing come together was just an amazing experience. Again, it seeing something from basically nothing, or a pile of parts, turn into a completed machine it's a feeling that's hard to describe unless you've actually experienced it. And even having experienced it, it's really something that you have to do to really get the full appreciation for. So I guess with that, I'm going to say, if you have not yet built a radio-controlled kit, whether it be a car, truck, plane, whatever, give it a look and then try it out. It's definitely worth It's worth the experience. Even if you do it once and you decide, I would rather get the ready-to-run vehicles, that's fine. You still have that experience. You still have that knowledge going forward. As far as choosing a kit, you know, the Tamiya Grasshopper, for what it is not a bad choice. For just over $100 with all your components that you're going to need, you know, you could have a really great experience. You can have a fun time. It could be a great build for you and your kids if you have kids, or, you know, you and other family members, whatever, however you want to do it, or just build it yourself. That's what I ended up doing. I was going to build it with my kids. My kids had other plans, namely their iPads and their Xbox, but that's fine. They did their thing. I did my thing. And, you know, I think going forward, I would like to share that experience with them. So I'm looking at some other kit opportunities where we can all build something together, and just, you know, experience that if only once, would be fun to do. So if you want to see more regarding my build experience or my journey building a radio controlled kit, head to rcnoob.com. I've got a 4-piece documented series up, including video, just kind of going over my thoughts, going over, you know, writing some different thoughts down on how things went, how each stage of the build went. And I do finally have some running video up, which you can see on the YouTube channel for RC Noob. You can find that at youtube.com/RC Noob. So the second topic, let's dive into that, because that's one that, again, I'm not that the build doesn't have me excited, but this really has me quite excited, because you've got, like I said, 3 new scale vehicles. And we're switching topics from kit building to scale RC. You've got 3 new trail scale rigs coming out in the course of 4 months. Now, even though these machines were announced at different times, the order in which they were announced is not the order in which they are being released. Really, the first one to be announced was the HPI Venture. That was announced back, or teased back, in late 2015, announced in January 2016 at the International Toy Fair. And then HPI kind of, they ran into some trouble. They hit a tough patch. And I hate seeing that for them. I hate seeing that for fans of HPI. But they've got their stuff together now. And now they are finally starting to release all those models that they had announced back in 2016, back in early 2016. And I think the most anticipated model that they had was the HPI Venture. Back when that was teased, back when, you know, the first pictures of that were showing up on forums and Facebook and you name it, nobody knew what brand was behind it, because it was so secretive. And it was almost like a leak or something that shouldn't have been posted. As rumors kind of went back and forth, people thought maybe Traxxas was going to come out with this thing. And, you know, lo and behold, it was HPI. And it was the HPI Venture. It has a Toyota FJ Cruiser body on it. It's got what you would expect from a scale trail rig as far as the chassis is concerned, but it does have a front-mounted motor. Everything else is pretty much, you know, the same, give or take some parts and pieces. You're going to have that ladder frame chassis, you know, your 4-link suspension, oil filled shocks, all that jazz. But it's cool to see another brand getting into the scale RC scene. After that was announced, there really wasn't anything new on the scale scene, save for a couple models from MST. We mentioned those guys earlier, Max Speed Technology. They released a couple, 2 different trail rig models, and then again, nothing. Well, then you get to where we are now, early 2017. And again, with the Toy Fair going on, the International Toy Fair, there were, you know, these pictures coming out of that event of a Traxxas scaler. And it was a true Traxxas scaler. It was at the Traxxas booth. It had Traxxas branding on it. It was big. It was, you know, tricked out. It had a ton of scale stuff in it. It had a ton of just really unique components to it. And, you know, people went nuts. You know, Facebook groups went nuts. Forums, you name it, people were going nuts. So you've got Traxxas now entering the scale scene. And in addition to those guys, Red Cat Racing I've got a Red Cat Racing RS10 Rock Slide. It was my first crawler. I love that machine. My son now drives it. We've modified it. We've made it into a quasi-scaler. It's Frank. It's called Frankencrawler, affectionately, because it's got so many different brands and parts and pieces attached to it that it's, you know, it's something to behold. But Red Cat Racing is also getting into the scale scene with their own take on a scaler. And again, all these models, they follow the same formula. It's a ladder frame chassis. It's the four-link suspension. It's the 1.9-inch wheels. But then from there, there are some true differentiations in the different models between the different brands. So, you know, what HPI is bringing to the table is different than what Traxxas is bringing to the table. And let's just pause for a second and talk about the Traxxas model, because that, you know, the biggest thing that Traxxas has going for it, in my opinion, is their durability. They build machines that you can just beat on and drive hard and bash insanely hard. And for the most part, they'll stay together and they don't break. They don't have issues. With that, you're going to pay a little bit of a price. You know, if you look at the price point on Traxxas's vehicles, not just their scale machine, but all their vehicles, they seem to be priced a little higher than others that are, you know, in the same ballpark. Well, the same is true for the Traxxas Scaler, which is called the TRX4. The TRX4 is retailing for $479. I've seen it as low as $459 on TowerHobbies.com. However, it's not available there yet. Who knows if the price is going to come down even lower. But again, I think the anticipation for this model is so high and there's so much hype around this model that, you know, you may have a hard time finding one of these if you want to get one right away. That said, for what you're paying, you're getting a lot. You know, it's aside from it being the standard chassis and the standard link setup, you are getting a portal axle design, which it actually raises the axles up, without needing to put these insanely huge tires on that aren't proportional to the body. That was something cool. There's some gearing going on inside the wheels and inside the hubs. There are remote lockable diffs on this machine. It has cruise control. It has scale accessories that you would have to pay much extra for to get. It's got fender flares, it's got some inner fenders, it's got just, you know, it's got that Traxxas durability built in. You're getting a lot. You're getting a small tank for your $479. So, you know, for that, the more I look at it, the more I look at what you get, the more reasonable I think that price point is. As crazy as it may sound, it's paying almost $500 for something, for essentially a very premium toy vehicle. You do get a lot out of it. The third guy, or the third player, you know, showing up on the field is Red Cat Racing. And as I mentioned before, you know, they're taking their step into this. The cool thing that I like about Red Cat is they are budget-minded, or at least they're budget-minded pricing this rig. Their rig is the Everest Gen 7. It's coming out in two trim levels. There's just the, you know, base level Everest Gen 7. And then there's also a pro level. The base level rings in at $199.99, so it's under $200. For that price, you're getting a rig that would be comparable, in my opinion, to, you know, a base level STX-10. Let's take the deadbolt for that, for example. You know, you're getting something for $100 less than the Axial model that's, I think, fairly equipped. Now, truth be told, I have not seen actual product pictures of this. All they've released so far have been renderings, CAD renderings, 3D model renderings, what have you. So, you know, I'm excited to see what this thing actually looks like. But they've got some, you know, licensed tires, Interco Super Swampers. They're using a chassis build that's not their own chassis. They've actually outsourced the chassis from a fairly well-known builder. So that's cool to see them kind of going outside their normal reach and bringing in some different parts and pieces. But I like the fact that they're keeping this thing budget minded. Now, the second trim level is the Everest Gen 7 Pro. And for the Pro, you're going to be paying an additional $80 roughly. It's $279, but with that you get a ton of scale accessories added to the body, just and some free floating scale accessories. You are getting a roll cage that's built in. That roll cage actually attaches to the body and flips upward, so to give you a little bit ease of access, so you don't have to pull all four body pins off and then lift the body off. That's a cool thing to see. What's more, well, you get fender flares, you get some inner fenders, you get some wheel well protection, you get a nice visual package for, I would say, a minimal additional investment. So that's really cool to see as well. And that's Red Cat Racing's entry. Now, I haven't really talked about the timing of release for these vehicles. The Traxxas TRX4 is more or less out now, or getting out to hobby shops now. It will be available at Tower Hobbies in about a month or two. I think July was what I saw on their site. I would expect other online retailers to have it around that time as well. The Red Cat Racing Everest Gen 7, that's expected to come out in late July, mid-August of 2017. The HPI Venture, that is available for pre-order right now, and I think that should be coming out in either June or July of this year. There you've got three new models in the span of 4 months. As I alluded to earlier, you know, there are more than just those guys in the scale RC world. There's Axial. There is RC4WD. If you're really into scale, you know, detail and visual and, you know, just the amount of precision that they put into their machines is mind-boggling. But then there's more. You know, there's MST, Max Speed Technologies. I mentioned them a few times already. They've got two models of scale trail rig. Then you've got, you know, Viterra with the Ascender. There's multiple models of Ascender out there, or trim levels for the Ascender. There's a wide array of scale rigs out there. You just need to know where to look. To that end, to help you with that, if you're into the scale scene, or if you want to get into the scale scene and you want to see what's out there, I've put together a quote-unquote buyer's guide for, you know, kind of what's out there in the 1/10 scale arena for scale trail rigs. And you'll find pricing, you'll find model names, you'll find out who the players are. I've included details on the three new rigs that are coming out as they are released. I will update that information to make sure it's as accurate as possible. But hopefully you can find some use from that guide, and that can be found at rcnoob.com. So that's going to wrap up this episode of the RC Noob Podcast. If this is your first time listening, I thank you very much for checking the show out. If you want to subscribe, I encourage you to do that as well. You can find additional shows at rcnoob.com. You'll find a link to the podcast up in the main menu. Otherwise, if you want a direct feed to the show, you can find that at rcnoob.com/podcast. You can subscribe to the show through iTunes, Google Play Music, or your favorite podcasting app. And again, I do want to thank Proline for their support of the RC Noob Podcast. Don't forget, you can save 10% at prolineracing.com by using coupon code RCNoobAP10. So until next time, I thank you again for listening. My name is Tim. You know, have fun with this hobby. Enjoy it. If you have been a hobbyist for a long time, you know, bring more people in. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell them to go out, get an RC car, and go have a good time. Until next time, keep your batteries charged, keep that nitro topped off, and we will talk with you later.